Today we want to focus on this thought. A lifestyle of prayer with fasting produces results. I can testify there would not be a church here at all today if I hadn't started fasting and praying in Lexington. I realized I had to do something differently. I read it says be a doer of the word. People in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation fasted. Jesus fasted 40 days. And if the Son of God fasted, I thought, well, maybe I should too. And I started fasting and praying, and God began to change everything in my life, including healing me every time I got sick so I could preach. Yay. And because of praying and fasting and the revelations that God gave me way back there, I haven't missed preaching. I know some of you regret that. But I haven't missed preaching. Because the devil keeps trying. Get out of here, devil. Yay. I haven't missed preaching. One time because of sickness in 47 years. And you can say, well, I don't believe in that stuff. Hey, it's working for me. If we want the power of the early church, if we want the power they had, we must do what they did, praying fast. That's what they did. Today we're more spiritual than they were, so we don't need to do the Word of God. Well, you know that's not true, but that's our attitude. Well, I'm fine. I don't need to do anything different. Well, they needed to do something, and Jesus taught them to pray and fast. The Jews, even before the time of Jesus Christ, fasted 2 days a week. And the Christians of the early church fasted 2 days a week. In Luke chapter 18, verse 11, the Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I'm not like other men. How many of you pray every day, I thank God I'm not like other men? But listen to what he says. I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. Verse 12, I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. That's the two things he's bragging about. One of them, I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. Why do you think he's bragging about that? Because that's what the Jews did. They fasted 2 days a week. And the early church followed up through with that. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance, beat his breast, and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Now that's the way you approach God. He asked him to forgive you of anything and everything you've done that's displeased to him, and he's faithful and just to forgive you. And then you tell him what you want. Anybody can pray that way if they'll confess their sins to him and ask him to change their life and live in them and work miracles through them. He will do it just for the asking. Some people think they have to be perfect, but not so. If I had to be perfect, I'd never get an answer. Yay, because I'm not going to make it in this lifetime. Verse 14, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. Now, that'd be a great text to preach on, but that's not why I read it. I use this parable to show that the Jews of Jesus' time fasted 2 days a week. Yeah, they believed in fasting. Jesus knew how the Jews fasted. The early church, as I just said, I think twice already, the early church followed the Jewish example and fasted 2 days a week. They fasted habitually. I fast habitually. I call it a lifestyle of fasting. I fast at the beginning of the year, a fairly long fast. And then once a month, 3 days of fast, 3 days of fasting, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then every Monday, I fast on Monday. Sometimes things interfere with that, banquets and stuff I have to go to. But I try to always make it up and maintain that habitually. Why? Because I want to stay fasted up so that when I have an emergency or you have an emergency, I don't have to stop and fast. I've already done the fasting. Yeah, man. Now all I got to do is pray and stand in faith to believe for your healing. They fasted habitually. So when a problem arose, all they needed to do was pray. During COVID, about everybody in this church got COVID. And some were literally hanging by a thread. And many of us who fasted and prayed, we stood in faith and fought the devil for every one of you and ourselves and our loved ones, family members, about everybody had it. But only one person in this church died because of COVID, and he was in his 80s, and he had told me it had all kind of, he had some serious problems he was really worried about. And so I thank God just used that to go ahead and take him out. But this is a fasting, praying church, and we had one person to go to heaven during COVID, and other churches had lost many, many people. I'm telling you right now, a praying and fasting church is where you want to be. Alice says it like this: it matters where you go to church. It matters. And if I was thinking about going to another church where I moved away, the first thing I'd want to know, does the pastor fast and pray? You might have a hard time finding a guy like that because there's not many of us. Yay. But I'd want to be a part of a church where the pastor at least believes in fasting enough to fast a little bit sometime or the other. Can you say amen? Amen. Anybody can fast a watermelon. You say amen. And I'm joking. But a lot of people, they fast just stuff like that, and they call that a fast. Well, I think God honors anything you do. But we need to get serious about praying and fasting if we really want to walk in the miracle power of God like the early church did. We think, well, we live in this modern day, and we'll never have the power they had. We could have the power they had if we do what they did. Amen. There's no difference. Praying work for them, praying work for us. And it's about praying. It's about meditating on the Word of God. Fasting is just a booster. It's really not about fasting. It's about praying, meditating on the Word of God, seeking the face of God with fasting. Luke chapter 5, verse 33, they said to him, John's disciples often fast and pray. I want to show you something here. It took me about 30, 40 years to figure this out. Finally, the Lord gave me a revelation on it. They said to him, John's disciples often fast and pray, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours go on eating and drinking. See, these people fasted, and they couldn't believe that Jesus Christ allowed his disciples to eat and drink all the time and not fast. They said, what's going on here? You're supposed to be a great spiritual leader, and you haven't even trained your own disciples to fast. But notice, the Jews, including John's disciples, practiced prayer and fasting. I said practice. It was something they did on a regular basis. Doing a 21-day, 41-day fast at the beginning of the year is not good enough. You need to make it a habitual thing. Somebody say amen. And I don't try to tell people what to do. I don't tell you you need to do what I do. I tell you need to read the Bible. No, it's in the Bible. Listen to the sermons I preach on it. Get convinced it's in the Bible. Then ask God what he wants you to do. And then you can't, I didn't just launch into a 40-day fast. I fasted one meal and almost died. Yeah, I thought I was going to die. But you grow in it. You keep going and you learn what to do. And fasting can become easy if you know what to do. And don't let people tell you how to fast who never fast. If somebody's telling you how to fast, ask them, well, how many 21-day fast or 40-day fast have you been on? So I've never, well, then don't be telling me how to fast if you don't fast. Verse 34, Jesus answered, can you make the guest of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? That's his answer. I'm with them. But what does that mean? I'm with them, therefore they don't need to fast. What's the difference with fasting? I feel like the Lord showed me. Jesus answered, can you make the guest of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? But the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. In those days they will fast. He said they don't need to fast right now because I'm with them. What does that mean? Let me show you. What does will fast mean? Number one, it means they will. And so people take that, well, we don't have to. It says they will. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to go to heaven. You don't have to pray. You don't have to fast. You don't have to meditate on the Word of God. But if you want to serve God and walk in victory, you have to be a doer of the Word. There's no other way. The disciples had a personal, here it is, the disciples had a personal, intimate relationship with the Lord while he was on earth. Listen, The only way his disciples could continue this kind of relationship was by prayer with fasting. Now listen, when I'm on a long fast, my spirit man opens up to the Lord and he is super real. It's almost like you can just touch him. And I mean, it's an exciting place to be, and I can't wait to get there. So when I'm on a long fast, it really is miraculous. Prayer with fasting, if done correctly, helps put me in an intimate place with the Lord so I can better receive from him. It opens up your spirit, man. It's like he's really right here. And we can have that intimate relationship with him that the disciples had through fasting and praying and seeking his face. He shows up. He's real. And even during this fast, a lot of people doing a Daniel's fast and all kind of things, but there's enough of us doing a food fast that you can begin to sense that supernatural presence in these services every night and every Sunday morning. But it's based on a lot of people really fasting and seeking God. And everybody else gets to be a part of it. When I associate pastor, W.L. Roger, fast and pray. And I didn't see any need to fast and pray. And so I wrote on his coattails. I was doing fine because I was riding on his coattails. But when I started pastoring my old church, I didn't have his coattails. They stayed in Louisville. I was in Lexington. And then I realized, man, I got to do something differently. And that's when I started fasting and praying. God began to prove himself to me. And he gave me that revelation on Matthew 8:16-17. That's helped a lot of you people get healed. But it's a revelation from God while I was praying and fasting. It had nothing to do with me except I was doing the word. Matthew 6:3, Jesus practiced and taught fasting. Matthew 6:3, but when you give to the needy, do not let your hand know what your right hand is doing. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. It says secret. Oh, if you tell anybody you're fasting, you've blown it. You've blown your reward. Well, do you tell people you're praying? Do you tell people you're giving something to help them? It's not about not telling anybody. It's about doing it for the right reasons. It even says, do not do it to be seen of men. That's what that secret part is. How can I call this church to 21 days of praying and fasting and not tell anybody? I mean, the devil just puts things in people's head and they go nuts. I've had people say, have something to eat. I say, no, thank you. Well, come on, have a bite. I don't want a bite. Well, come on. And finally you say, I'm fasting. Oh, you lost your reward. You lost your reward because you told somebody. I've had people do that to me. It's a good thing I was fasting. I was too weak to slap them. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. After 21 days of praying and fasting, a billionaire showed up and gave us $1.6 million. Amen. Don't tell me it doesn't work. That happened right after a fast. That's why we're sitting in this room right now. We did raise about another million, but still, that's a big help. And it came right after a long 21-day fast. Matthew 6:6. But when you pray, go to your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who is seen, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Can you always pray in secret and no one know you're praying? It's not talking about doing it. And the secret is talking about not doing it to be seen of men. And the Pharisees, they stand on the corner and make all kind of funny faces, put on sackcloth and ashes, and put on a show. And Jesus said, don't fast that way. He said, well, why don't we use sackcloth and ashes? Because Jesus don't want us to be doing it today to be seen of men. Get rid of the sackcloth and ashes and fast for the right reasons. Did I hear somebody say amen? Oh, man, I'm doing good. Matthew 6:16, when you fast, I think you misread that, preacher. It means if. No, it doesn't. It means when. When you fast, do not look somber. Here you go. As the hypocrites do, For they disfigure their faces to show men that they are fasting. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face. How many understand why I don't put oil on my head? It shines enough like it is. Sometimes I stand in front of the mirror and go like this and watch the light go across my head. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that it will not be obvious to men. You don't fast to be seen of men. I wouldn't fast 40 days or 21 days or any days just so I could brag about it. I started doing it, even though I thought I was going to die a few times, I started doing it because I was desperate to know the presence and the power of God. So that it will not be obvious to men that you're fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Jesus said, when you give, when you pray, when you fast, your Father will reward you. Let me believe that. One of the first fasts I went on in Lexington, I fasted 3 days, drank some tomato juice. I was already about half sick. It made me really sick. I thought I was going to die. But I was able to get some Sprite, calm my stomach down. I was able to finish the three-day fast. When I got back to Lexington, I was in a park in a tent. Back then, there's no cell phones or anything, of course. So I was all by myself, stuck. But God blessed me, got me out of there and back to town. When I got back to Lexington, someone told me that Steve Urey had been to the doctor. He's diagnosed with glaucoma or leukemia in one of his eyes, and he was definitely going to lose one of his eyes. He's already lost a lot of sight out of it. I went to the church, grabbed a bottle of oil, drove out to the farm, and asked the parents if I could pray for Steve. His father agreed with me in prayer. We prayed for him. Instantly, God healed his eye, and his sight returned. He went back to the doctor, and you know how doctors do, lay down, breathe in, breathe out, roll over, look up, look down, yay, look cross-eyed, whatever. And the doctor had him laying on the table, and he looked up at the doctor, and the doctor standing there puzzled. Steve said, "Doctor, God healed me." And he said, "Son, he must have." That's all I can say is he must have, because there's nothing wrong with your eye. Don't tell me I'm crazy because I fast and pray. I may be crazy, but it's because of other things. Anyone who wants to fast can, but we must understand what we're doing. Can I take a few minutes and just go through some details here? And many of you have fasted, some of you as much or more than me. Alice, she's fasted 60 days several times. And I was trying to keep up with her, but I decided I'm just going to let her win. Just let her win. And so a lot of you know fasting. But people with a high metabolism might pass out if they don't get a little juice to keep their blood sugar up. The devil will tell you, "Well, you're breaking your fast. You can't do that." Well, don't listen to the devil and don't listen to ignorant people who do not fast. The best fast is a juice fast. And the best juices for fasting is white grape or apple juice. Go easy or avoid acidic juices like orange juice, tomato juice. Because these things, especially if you have any problem at all, it can cause some problems. So avoid the acidic juices. Also, it is important to maintain your electrolyte level with a little Gatorade or Emergency or something that contains essential electrolytes. I mean, your body to function has to have something, some certain things. And as I said a while ago, it's about praying with fasting. And if you're in a coma and you can't read the Bible and can't pray, it's doing no good. You got to be able to have your senses enough to be able to pray and meditate on the Word of God. Not everyone can fast and only drink water. Some people try to make themselves look super. Look at me, I only drink water, only drink water. Bapuy. Show off. But if you have a high metabolism, there's a very good chance you can't do that. And let me keep going. Coffee with a little amount of fat-free milk, honey, or raw sugar can make the fast better. Green teas and herbal teas also are very beneficial. Some believe that juice, coffee, and a little tea will start the digestive system back up. It will not. Small amounts won't start your digestive system up. Let me tell you what a long fast is about. It's about shutting your digestive system down and keeping it shut down until you finish the fast. Anything you eat, any soup or any food, will cause that digestive system to start back up. I'm going to tell you right now, that's no fun. It's better to shut your digestive system down and keep it shut down. Well, I'm going to cheat and eat a cracker. That can cause problems. You're better off to just drink some juice and keep going. Unless you want to break your fast. You're going to break your fast. Use it with chicken noodle soup. I'm going to buy that company one of these days. I'm going to figure out a way to buy that, because I do more advertising for Campbell's chicken noodle soup than anybody else. Yay. And that's the way I come off a long fast, is chicken noodle soup for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner. For a day or two. Then I start adding other soups and stuff. So if you want to learn how to fast, just ask someone who never fasts, and they will tell you exactly how to do it. But ask someone who has fasted 21 days or 40 days at a time for years, they can tell you what works. It doesn't matter so much the water or the juice, whatever. It doesn't work. What you're doing, does it work? And the Lord's given me all these revelations, worked all these miracles for me personally. And I'm telling you right now, it works. But ask someone who never fasts, and they'll tell you exactly how to do it. And you can't tell anyone when you're fasting. You got to keep it a secret. Thank you, Jesus. Also, ask the doctor who fasts. My doctor, I know, has fasted at least 40 days. And he's going to be some good advice. But he knows what he's talking about. Years ago, I tried fasting by only drinking water. One day, I almost passed out. And I was hurting all over. I could still see myself laying on the bed like this. And I mean, I am miserable, sick, hurting all over. The Lord told me to drink a little or a small amount of juice. But I refused. I said, no, I don't want to break my fast. And when the Lord tells you to do something and you don't do it, it's not going to get any better till you do it. He's amen. He doesn't have a second opinion. He's got one opinion. And he's got one thing that he's telling you to do. And don't expect him to tell you anything else till you do it. He's stubborn that way. It's not stubborn. He's right. He knows what he's talking about. So we need to have enough faith to do it. So things went from bad to worse, so I decided to obey. Went downstairs, got me a little bit of juice, and it just like somebody turned the lights back on. And immediately, lost my place here. Things went from bad to worse, so I decided to obey. And immediately the lights came back on, and I felt like praying and reading scripture. I began to realize this is not just about starving yourself to death. This is about opening yourself up to God. And you can't really meditate on his word as you're told to do day and night if you're in a coma. A few years ago, I could probably do it, but I would be unconscious most of the time. And how many prefer me preaching like this or preaching unconsciously? How many willing to try the unconscious deal to see if I can do better? Yay. But nevertheless, you can't do it if you're not conscious. If you don't have energy to get the job done. A few years ago, I was talking to my doctor about fasting and praying. Here's what he said. He's a guy that fasts himself. Pastor, you have a high metabolism. If you don't get a little juice to get your blood sugar up, you will pass out. Now, if you want to try to just do water, if you have a low metabolism, you might be able to do it. But don't make fun of us who have a high metabolism. That's why I've been so skinny all my life. Some people call that a blessing. I've never had a problem gaining weight until just a few years ago. And fasting can help you both ways. It can help you get your body stable so you can lose some weight, or it can get your body stable to the point you can gain some weight. So now around September, October, I start eating everything that don't run away. Why? Because my body knows what I'm about to do. And when I get around November, man, I have to really fight not to get overweight. When I started this church, I weighed 148 pounds and started fasting 3 days a week, you know, and then 21 days, people are like, he's going to die. But I didn't. And I started gaining a little weight. I got up to around 180. I'm a heavyweight now, so you don't want to mess with me now. I was a little skinny guy. I'm still pretty slender. But a few weeks ago, I got on a scale and I hit 182. I said, look, Buster, this is far as you're going. You're not eating anything else, you get this weight down. So I got it down like to 178 or something. And yesterday I went to the health club and I weighed 180.9 pounds. So I'm looking forward to this fast, get myself back to normal. You say, well, what's going on? Your body gets adjusted to it. It knows what you're doing and it begins to plan ahead. What am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you, when you make it a lifestyle of fasting, your body gets adjusted to it, and it's not that hard to do. And you start looking forward to it. Now, frankly, fasting is boring. And that's why so many of us are overweight. It's because we spend all of our time and energy trying to make stuff taste better. If it didn't taste so good, you wouldn't eat so much. So when you're fasting, it's boring. And sometimes on a 40-day fast or toward the end, I'll chew a potato chip and spit it out. Because I want the taste. Can you say amen? Quit laughing at me. I'm human just like you. Well, maybe a little crazier, but physically like you. Yay. But anyway, the doctor said drink a little juice. God said drink a little juice. I chose to listen to the Lord and my doctor and my body, not to listen to know-it-alls who never fast. So I use filtered water, not distilled water, because distilled water lacks the minerals my body needs. And the reason you do filtered water is to get rid of the chlorine. Now, we have to have chlorine to live in America. And we have to recycle our water and all kind of stuff. But on a fast, you're not getting anything but water and a little juice. You don't want the chlorine building up in your body. So anyway, I use filtered water. You can use distilled water, but I'd rather have the filtered. Fasting is not about starving ourselves or causing pain to the body. Deliberately inflicting pain or physical abuse to the body for spiritual reasons or any reason is not scriptural. Modern medical science is proving that proper fasting is indeed healthy for the physical body. I am healthy partly because of fasting. And doctors today will tell you that. Even during a fast, if we take proper care of our bodies, we can stay alert, healthy, and feel good so that we can meditate on Scripture and pray. Most of us have to continue working. I can't just take 40 days off. I mean, if you people took 40 days off from getting sick and having problems, then I could take 40 days off. But you don't, so I can't. And I have to be on call, so I got to be able to get out of bed. So I have to have a little juice. Most of us have to continue working, which isn't possible if we're sick or lying in a coma. Some believe more the pain, better the fast. That is absolutely wrong. That is not true. A lot of things may sound holy but have no spiritual benefit. For no The Word of God says, for no one, listen, no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it. You nourish and cherish your flesh even on a fast. You make sure it's getting what it needs to function. That's what the Bible says. And I know in the Middle Ages, monks tried all kinds of things, making the flesh suffer. But there's nothing in the Bible about that. It's something somebody dreamed up and tried. It doesn't work. God wants you to be healthy and well and take care of your flesh, even on a 40-day fast or 21-day or whatever. Take care of your body while fasting. We are talking about healing, deliverance, and revelation through prayer and fasting, not torture. I thought I'd get a lot of amens on that one. Praying with fasting puts us in a position, listen to me, prayer with fasting puts us in a position to hear and receive from God. That's the key to it. That's how I got that revelation on Matthew 8, 16 and 17. Jesus healed all that came to him to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah that when he came, he'd take our infirmities or sicknesses. The Lord spoke to me during that time of praying and fasting. He said, do you believe I'm still here? Yes. Do you believe I'm still here to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy? Yes. Do you believe I'm still here to take your infirmities and your sicknesses? Yes. Of course, I didn't, but he gave me that revelation, and I saw it, and I've been living that and practicing it now for about 47, 48 years. Like I said, the devil's tried to make me sick. I've had all kind of issues, but I pray and get healed and show up and preach. Amen. Can you say amen? Why? Because I got that revelation when I was praying and fasting. Well, I never hear from God. Well, you may want to try a little fasting. And here again, you don't launch into a 40-day, 21-day fast, 41-day fast, even a 3-day fast, unless God tells you. Start one meal a day, maybe two meals, and build up. But if you do the juice and stuff the way I'm describing, you probably could do a day or 3 days. But you got to get your stuff, and you got to be willing to keep doing it to build yourself up. Get your body trained. If I miss, Tyler was here, we'd want, sometime I think this summer, and he happened to be here during the fast, so I decided to eat. At the end of that 3 days, I was almost sick because my body wasn't used to me eating those 3 days. And I was glad to get back to fasting. And everybody knows now that about antioxidants, the greatest antioxidant in the world is fasting. The doctors will tell you that no fasting. So praying and fasting puts us in a position to hear from God. Fasting is not about suffering. It's not about torture. It's not about causing yourself to suffer. Fasting acts as a booster to praying and seeking God. It is tough to pray and meditate on God's word when you're laying in a coma. Proverbs 4 verse 20 says, my son, attend to my words, for they're life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. You see, God's word is life and health to our flesh, so we need to be meditating on God's word while we're fasting. And you can't do that if you're in constant pain and your brain is not working. And I have enough time getting my brain to work like it is, so I'll be sure it gets some juice. Prayer with fasting and meditate on God's word produces healing. And if you're going to do that, you have to be conscious. Fasting is not about earning anything from God. Well, I'm not going to try to earn anything from God. Well, it's not about earning. It's about obeying. When you give and when you pray and when you fast, not if. Fasting is not about earning anything. It's about maintain. It's not about manipulating God to get what we want. Praying with fasting is about positioning ourselves to receive from God by listening to and obeying Him. It is about discovering the will of God and receiving the power and ability to carry it out. See, it's the will of God for me to be healed, but I had to do a 3-day fast to discover that. And I think it's really important for the leader to be fasting because God has given me things that's helped you. Not bragging, I had nothing to do with it except I was trying to do the word. It is about receiving from God by being a doer of the word. Jesus said, when you give, when you pray, and when you fast, you will be rewarded. You see, there's a big difference between when and if. When I decided to add fasting to my prayer life, everything in my world completely changed. I even became anointed to help pray for others. A major benefit of fasting is cleansing the body. Some medical professionals believe that fasting is one of the most powerful antioxidants of all time. If this is true, fasting can help promote healing because a healthy body can heal itself. I use a small amount of natural laxative, such as prune juice, to flush all the poisons and waste out of my intestines before I start a fast, or at least I start using the prune juice. The amount of natural laxative or prune juice is to be determined by each individual. I start with about 4 to 6 ounces of prune juice daily for a few days before I begin a fast, and especially if it's more than 3 days. The reasons we feel terrible, sick, or nauseated is not that we haven't eaten. It is due to the toxins and poisons in our body from the digested food we ate before we started the fast. That's why I got sick. It wasn't because I wasn't eating. It was because of all the poisons and the junk in my intestines that I had to get rid of, and I didn't know that. So I kept getting sick. But when I learned, I got to clean myself out, and I started doing that. Now on a long fast, I feel like I feel better when, I know you think I'm lying, some of you, but I feel better when I'm on a long fast than when I'm eating. Because my body's not having to digest all that food. Digesting food is hard work for the body. Amen. Are y'all glad you came to church? I'm just telling you why I'm so crazy. When we stop eating, there's nothing to push the waste out, which is why we need the natural laxative. If I start feeling sick during the fast, I drink about 3-4 ounces of prune juice. And if I have to, keep maybe drinking a little. Almost immediately, I start feeling better. When my system is cleansed, I actually feel better on a fast, as I just said, than I do when I'm eating. Now I feel weaker, okay, and I miss all the tasty stuff. Digesting food is hard work, as I said, and can cause gas and heartburn. And I had heartburn one day so bad, as on a 40-day fast, and I was standing by the cabinet, and I said, "Lord, what can I do to stop this?" And I looked, and there's a box of baking soda right in front of me. I picked it. It's like the Lord said, "Read this." I picked it up and read it, and it said a half. Now you pay attention. Now you don't take no tablespoon. That stuff can kill you. But if you take a half a teaspoon and put it in water, about 4 ounces, stir it up and drink it, it'll take care of that acid burn. Some of y'all's almost as smart as me. You already figured that out. So what I'm trying to tell you, God has shown me how to do this. And after the Lord showed me, somebody came up to me here and said, I got a heartburn. What am I going to do? And I said, baking soda. They tried it. It worked. So fasting works. So I feel better because the toxins are gone. Antioxidants. Fasting is the best antioxidant, according to a lot of doctors. When all that stuff starts leaving, you may think you got diarrhea, but it's not diarrhea. It's just about cleansing itself. When I'm out of time, when I am not eating, I lack my normal energy. One day years ago, on a 21-day fast, I had to go to the hospital to visit someone. I felt so good, I started running up the steps. And about halfway up, I about passed out. So I remembered, hey, you're fasting. Slow down, buddy. So you don't have the energy to run like that, but you can feel good and do your work. When I keep my blood sugar and electrolytes balanced, I can continue to work. And at time to, I actually went out and ran a couple of miles on a long fast. Bless all stand.